It's Travel Tuesdays with Elise Corey on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis and in studio with me is Elise Corey. Elise is the owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County. Hi Elise, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I am super excited about today's program because we are going to set sail on the Silver Seas with Silver Sea Cruises and talk about their amazing sweet ships. And when I say sweet, I'm not talking S-W-E-E-T, although they are
But they are. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I'm talking about sweets, S-U-I-T-E. And on the line with this is Rachel Woodward. She is the Senior Director of Expedition Sales at Silver Sea Cruises, as well as Laura Christian, the Area Sales Director for Northern California at Silver Sea. Thank you, ladies, for joining us.
Hi, thank you.
Hello.
Thank you. So let's start off our conversation and basically do sort of an overview question. Why would someone want to take a cruise instead of doing, say, a land vacation?
Thanks. I'll take that. This is Laura. And, of course, any kind of travel is better than no travel at all, as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. But when folks want to get out and really experience an immersive vacation where they can get to know the culture and the sights and the scene, but they want to do it in an efficient way, cruising is great. Cruising gives you the opportunity to take your accommodations with you. You don't have to check in and out of a hotel. You don't have to worry about transportation from one destination to the next. All of that is included in the cruise. And I think for Silver Sea, especially because of the nature of our itineraries and our ships, we allow our guests to maximize their time in each destination and visit places where they probably wouldn't get a chance to if they were on a more of a structured land program.
Yeah, so there's lots of reasons, and I have done, I'm so traveled, at least I've done one river cruise. But I agree, being on a cruise is just amazing because, as you said, Laura, you have that luxury of not having to unpack again. Once you're on board, you're there.
And if you don't feel like doing something that day, if you want to just relax, yeah, you can relax in comfort. And, and enjoy.
Exactly. So let's talk a little bit about what makes unique, what makes Silver Sea Cruises so unique as compared to other cruise lines.
Well, we like to say, Silver Sea is a leader in our category, and the category is what we call ultra luxury cruising. There aren't a lot of other products in this category, but there are. We do have some competition. What makes us unique, though, is that we have the largest fleet of the most intimate-sized ships. So we are at 9 ships right now. Our smallest ship carries 100 guests, and our largest ship carries no more than 600 guests. Hmm. So with small ships, it allows us to visit more destinations around the world, more, in fact, than any other cruise line. And we have two types of experiences. We have our classic voyage itineraries, which are all over the world, and we also have our Silver Sea Expeditions, which offer really unique itineraries for those who yearn to explore the new and the unknown and the off-the-beaten track.
And, you know, when you're talking, this is Elise here, when you're talking about luxury, we're not talking about putting on an evening gown and seeing, you know, how big your diamond ring is and how big your earrings are. We're talking about really creature comforts, and if you've gotten accustomed to just a comfortable lifestyle, and having that while you're traveling is a luxury.
Yeah.
And that's what Silver Sea is about.
Mm, so exciting. And tell us how many destinations do you visit around the world?
Well, I don't know what the current count is. Last I checked, it was around 970.
Whoa.
It fluctuates a little bit, but these are all of it. When you count up all the different ports or islands or just places that we visit on our 9 ships, it's almost twice as many as the next closest cruise line. And, you know, one thing I actually forgot to mention when we talked about ultra-luxury cruising, as Elise said, for us, that means all-inclusive. So onboard, our ships, everything is included. Normally, cruises, of course, include, you know, fine dining. All of our meals are included, but we also include gratuities, all the all your beverages, alcoholic and non-alcoholic, even Wi-Fi is included. So it just makes visiting those even really remote destinations that much more comfortable.
Right, and then no surprises at the end of your journey.
That's true.
Yeah, you're not nickeled and dimed. A lot of times you'll see this price, you'll be, say, price-wise, mm-hmm. but, you know, and it looks good, but when you get off the ship, you find out you spent more than double what your introduction is, and then who wants to keep taking out a card and giving it to them? Oh, I want this, I want that. Wouldn't it be nice just to relax? That's part of what the luxury is about,
right.
Being able to just go along at your own pace, and when you want something, it's there.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about the difference between a classic and an expedition voyage. You said that you offer both of these. What's the difference?
Great. I'll
let
Rachel
take that. Rachel. So when Laura was talking about our classic product, we do include all gratuities, all alcohol, and a butler service for every suite. And we call them suites, not staterooms, because our accommodations are so large. And the great thing is, whether or not you're on a classic ship that ranges from 400 to 600 passengers, or an expedition ship that's about 100 to 250 guests, the same level of service your clients will have on both products. But what we include on expedition are all shore excursions. And it's a different type of excursion than you would think of going on a river cruise to Europe. With expedition excursions, we have guides on board, expedition guides, and their background, field of study, marine biologists, historians, geologists, botanists, photographers, and they lead all excursions ashore for guests in small groups. So they have a Zodiac, and usually there's one guide to every 10 to 12 guests on a Zodiac exploring remote areas of the world that can only be accessed via Zodiac. So we really are able to take clients to remote areas of the world on an expedition ship because the ships are much smaller, you know, less than half the size, and that really is what makes it different with expedition cruising. It's like it's an adventure, and it's an educational way to travel.
This is so exciting. Rachel, can you give us some examples of places that you visit on expedition cruises?
Sure. So we're in the South Pacific, Micronesia, Melanesia, Polynesia. We visit Borneo, Papua New Guinea, a destination we're seeing to start to pick up for North America, the Kimberleys in Australia, as well as Japan. And then areas that cannot be visited on land, that you have to be on a ship. And I think this is really where we're attracting new clients to cruising, are destinations like the Arctic to see polar bears, Antarctica to see penguins, and the Galapagos Islands.
Oh, my gosh. These are bucket list destinations that you're talking about.
Oh, yes, they are. And the expedition market is booming. 10 years ago, river cruising was the new trend. And, you know, we've seen a huge growth in river cruising, but right now it's expedition cruising. And over the next 4 years, there's over 35 new builds for expedition. So this market is very popular. And what we're really excited and proud about, too, is that, you know, Silver Sea Expeditions, we're celebrating our 11th year in expedition cruising. So majority of the times when new clients are on a Silver Sea expedition voyage, their guides have been working for Silver Sea over 10 years. They've visited Antarctica 60, 80, 100 times.
Wow.
So they're really traveling with the most knowledgeable team.
That's so exciting. Oh, my gosh. So do you have clients who come and guests who come to your cruises with Silver Sea Cruises on these expeditions? Are they very active? Are they themselves like scientists and stuff? I mean, it sounds like it's just like so fascinating, that educational component.
Exactly. A good mix between different types of activity levels. I would say cruising in general targets early retirees.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, too, it depends on the length of the trip. You know, if you're looking at a 2 to 3 week trip, a lot of times that would be for like retirees versus maybe a 7 day cruise. But I think if you are looking at maybe your first expedition voyage, take a look at the Galapagos. It's a 7-day voyage, and it's a great way to get an idea of how strenuous and adventurous the trips are. And then usually from there, Antarctica and the Arctic is the next destination. But one thing about activity levels, we cater to all different types. So let's say you're traveling with a group and maybe you want to go ashore one day. You can join maybe a longer hike while someone else in the group can join a shorter walk. Or if you just want to do a Zodiac cruise, you can do that. So we cater to all different types of activity levels.
Wow, this is so much fun. We are talking with Rachel Woodward, Senior Director of Expedition Sales at Silver Sea Cruises, as well as Laura Christian. She's the Area Sales Director for Northern California for Silver Sea Cruises. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk in particular about the Galapagos and a new ship that will be sailing there. We're going to get all the details. It'll be very fun. If you're interested in booking something like this, which is very unique, it is high-end luxury where you don't have to worry about stuff. You don't have to worry about what's included, what's not included. It's all included, plus the element of being able to visit some of the most destination-worthy places around the globe with Silver Sea Cruises. If you're interested in this kind of adventure, then you need to reach out to Elise. Elise will make sure that you are well taken care of. Not only does she have this great relationship with Silver Sea Cruises, but she's also got the Virtuoso card in her back pocket, so she can use that too. So send an email, ksro@travelwise.net, ksro@travelwise.net. You can also give her a call. What's the best number, Elise?
935-WISE or 935-9493, 935-9493. And I have to just say, I love Silver Sea, so I may get a little ambitious in our conversation, but it'll be well worth it.
Oh, so much fun. Yes, reach out and book this, and we'll give you some more information coming up next. You're listening to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO.
Did you know that flushing and servicing your water heater will increase the performance, efficiency, and life expectancy of your hot water system? Now through March 31st, Ungrow & Sons is offering a water heater flush, service, and safety inspection regularly priced at $224 or just $59.
Hello, friends. This is Ernie Ungrow. Along with my brother Paul and cousins Dean and Mitch, we own and operate Ungrow & Sons Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. We're a family business opened in 1932 by our grandfather. It's always been a big part of our lives. Just like our parents before us, we grew up around the shop, getting our hands dirty, learning the value of hard work, and giving our customers the very best. Whether you need maintenance, a repair, or want to update your system, remember, Ungrow & Sons, we're always here for you.
To schedule a $59 water heater flush, service, and safety inspection, visit ungrowandsons.com or call 579-3511. Ungrow & Sons Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, a modern company since 1932.
Hey, Sonoma County. Thank you for making Creams Towing the number one rated heavy-duty towing company in Sonoma County. Creams Heavy Duty Towing has the largest fleet of medium and heavy duty rigs in Sonoma County and have been around since the 70s. So they're doing something right. Creams Heavy Duty Towing is on the road 24/7. Got a big rig stuck or need a four-wheel drive tow truck? Creams has the knowledge and experience to tow any and all large trucks. Their goal is to get you back on the road and home safe in the shortest amount of time. Need an RV towed? You guessed it. Creams Heavy Duty Towing can do that too. Their Class A drivers are fully insured and certified in heavy duty towing. Don't scream. Call Creams. 707-588-1250. Creams Heavy Duty Towing. 588-1250.
It's Travel Tuesdays with Elise Corey on KSRO.
And welcome back to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis, and Elise Corey, of course, is here. You can reach out to her via email, ksro@travelwise.net, ksro@travelwise.net. And you're going to want to hold on to that contact information, because today we are talking with our guest from Silver Sea Cruises. Rachel Woodward is the Senior Director for Expedition Sales, and Laura Christian is the Area Sales Director for Northern California with Silver Sea Cruises. So I did tease just a little bit that there is a new ship coming online that will go into the Galapagos. Tell us about the Silver Origin.
Great. This is Rachel again. So the Silver Origin, we are very excited. This is Silver Sea's first purpose-built expedition ship. This vessel is year-round in the Galapagos. So that makes it unique because a lot of times for cruising, a ship will visit certain destinations throughout the year. But this vessel will be year-round in the Galapagos. Delivery date, we're looking at summer of 2020, likely early July will be the first voyage. But the Silver Origin will be all suites. So 50 suites, 100 passengers, 86 crew, almost a 1-to-1 crew to deck ratio, which you rarely see in cruising. So the level of service will be great. And then also the number of guides we have on board, one guide to every 10 guests. So it's really a good selling point there with the ship itself.
Oh, my goodness. And you mentioned that you do have 7-day voyages to Galapagos. How do those work? I mean, is the travel included to Galapagos and then you're on board, or how does that work?
Great question. So a 7-day departure every Saturday. Silver Sea does include 2 nights pre in Quito, as well as the transfers and the flight into Baltra. Now, what makes this unique as well is that almost every destination, we offer free economy airfare. So if you are flying from San Francisco, you could take advantage of this free air promo and fly from San Francisco to Quito. You would arrive Thursday afternoon, 2 nights pre in Quito, and then you would board the ship on Saturday. You'd be on a 7-day cruise, and then the following Saturday you would disembark, and then you would have an evening flight out of Guayaquil. So it's an easy package, as Silver Sea takes care of all the aspects when it comes to pre and post for the Galapagos.
Wow.
What else do you have to do? I mean, figure out which book you're going to read on the flight. I mean,
I guess the other thing would be, at least when you take a look at the Silver Origin, is which suite would you like? Because we do offer 8 different categories. And when you think of, we talk about our suite sizes. A lot of times for standard cruising on a classic side, most veranda suites are 300 square feet. Expedition ships, some of them start at 120 square feet just because the ships are much smaller. But for Silver Sea, really important selling factor is just the space on board and the size of the suites. We go up to 1,700 square feet in our largest suite, the owner's suite. So, yeah, our verandas are about 340 square feet. We have 3 different categories of our veranda suites. And then we have 6 larger suites, beginning with our silver suites up to the owner suites that range from 550 to 1700 square feet. So that's a really big selling point. But the other thing to look at too with the Galapagos, we're talking about who travels for expedition. This is a great destination for family. So if you are considering bringing your family on a trip, multi-gen family with the grandparents, parents, and children, take a look at the Galapagos. It's a great product for children, especially if they're over 5 years or older. And we have quite a few connecting rooms. And then we also accommodate triples.
Wow. So I could imagine being a young kid, 7-8 years old, really into science and biology, and having an opportunity to go to the Galapagos. That would be life-changing. I think I would become a botanist then when I grew up.
No, exactly. And that's really what we see with these type of trips because, you know, we have photos that we share of how close you're to the wildlife. When you walk ashore, the wildlife, the animals are not afraid of you. So you could be within 5 feet and taking photos on your iPhone. That's how close you are to the blue-footed boobies, to the frigate birds with their inflated red chest. We also have an excursion to take guests to the highlands to see the giant Galapagos tortoises. And then every day we offer snorkeling for about an hour, which is great for children. So you'll snorkel with sea turtles, penguins, sea lions, fish, white-tipped reef sharks. So we really do a great job of catering to all different activity levels, age groups, and then also the excursions we offer for the Galapagos. Every morning you visit an island, and every afternoon you visit a different island. So you really do get a great way to see the islands,
And the expedition team plans everything. So all you need to do is just pack for the trip. Once on board, the excursions are taken care of. There's a schedule for that. And let's say if you don't want to go ashore one morning, like Elise said, you can sleep in and you can join the excursion in the afternoon.
Wow, that's great. That's great. And it's so exciting that you visit multiple islands in the Galapagos, because that is one of the most exciting things about the Galapagos, is that you can really see island formation and what happens after a certain amount of time, and how the topography changes, how the wildlife changes, how the vegetation changes as these new islands start to age. And that's very unique with the Galapagos Islands, with these string of islands. So exciting!
What I think is good on a multi-generational trip is also for those, I shouldn't say children, but young adults who are going into college and don't quite know exactly what they want to do yet, this would be a great inspiration for them. Oh, I know what I want to do. I want to study marine biology, or
I want to be a photographer.
Or the light, exactly. The light comes on. Exactly. You know, it's great. Yeah. Or an artist.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, such an amazing opportunity. Okay, so you guys can tell the Galapagos is my thing. But what other unusual or exotic locations do you visit with Silver Sea?
Well, I definitely think for expedition cruising, and Laura, you step in after I just talk about the expedition side. If you have any interest to visit Antarctica, I recommend to do that over the next 4 years. With 35 new ships joining the expedition fleet, this part of the world is definitely going to change. So I really recommend visit Antarctica now, as well as the Arctic, to see polar bears. You know, you'll see over 7 penguin species in Antarctica. Other destinations too, Chilean fjords, South Pacific, Japan. And the nice thing too, some of our expedition voyages have a cultural experience more than the wildlife aspect of it. So with Japan, you have more of that cultural side. Then we also offer some Europe culinary voyages. And one unique thing, because our vessels are much smaller than an average cruise ship, we dock at Tower Bridge in London. So in 2020, we do have a voyage that ends at Tower Bridge, and then we get into Iceland, Greenland, and the Canadian Arctic. So I do recommend, if you have interest for this summer, we do have an Arctic voyage that we're working with TravelWise on. That's August 26th, Kangerlussuaq in Greenland, round trip. And then also, there's one coming up next month, in 2020, July 9th, 2020, Longyearbyen to Reykjavik. So that will combine the Arctic and Svalbard to see polar bears and puffins, and then ending in Iceland. And then the other trip, it looks like November 24th of 2019, Buenos Aires to Ushuaia. So that's our Antarctica trip. Mm-hmm. And Laura, I'll let you talk about the other destinations there.
Well, thanks, Rachel. We do, as I mentioned earlier, we visit so many places, and between the classic voyages and the expedition voyages, we visit all 7 continents and all 7 seas. So it's really hard to focus on just one.
Yeah.
Our classic ships are sort of our bread and butter, if you will. Our home base is the Mediterranean. And so we offer a variety of really exciting itineraries throughout the Mediterranean and Northern Europe as well. And, of course, this summer we are in Alaska. We're there every year, and that's another destination that's really popular with families. I'm going to save a lot of the details on our classic voyages for a future show, because I think Elise is going to ask us back. But I also wanted to mention as Rachel mentioned, that TravelWise has partnered with us to bring some special values on a few voyages. And in addition to those that Rachel just mentioned, we've got a really interesting itinerary next May 27th in Japan. And this is one of these where, as Rachel said, the focus isn't so much on the wildlife, but on the history and the culture. And that's a cruise in May 2020 from Apra to Kobe. So I've got my eye on that one myself.
You and me both.
Yes, that would be a bucket list one for me as well. What kinds of things would you experience on this cruise in Japan? Rachel, do you have details on the Japan cruise?
So in regards to Japan, So in regard, it's more of a cultural experience. Mm-hmm. We rarely use Zodiac, but it's more ashore with our expedition team. You would have private lunches. You would also see geishas. So we'll do that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it's definitely more. It's a different type of a trip. And mm-hmm. I would definitely say if you're looking for something along the lines, a little bit more soft adventure than maybe your Antarctica or the Arctic trips, it's definitely a good one to look at.
All right, excellent. And as we wrap up here, I know, Elise, you had a chance to be on board one of these ships and sort of see what it's like.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to have lunch on board. I've actually seen one of the expedition ships as well. And mm-hmm. one of the things that that really stood out from the luxury cruise lines is that the people seem to be more down to earth. Mm-hmm. It wasn't about, you know, I
showing
own this
much,
and
yeah,
showing
right.
off what yeah. you have. It was just regular people who were just casual. And that was the part that I was just looking at, saying they just know how to live life
yeah.
and have their creature comforts, be taken care of, and be sort of discreet with their comfort, financial comfort. They're just regular people dressed right. the way you and I dress, and nothing different. You would never know that they know what the value is
right.
of going. And,
exactly.
and that's the difference. It's not about price. It's about the value that you get.
Yeah. And reaching out to Elise is really the best way. I could probably get testimonies from Rachel and Laura about working with Elise, and that when you have an experienced travel agent on your side, it just makes that whole experience that much easier, managing expectations and getting it all right.
And I want everyone to pencil in July 31st mm-hmm. because we will be having a special presentation with Silversea
nice.
And we'll be inviting consumers, you know, you to come to learn, to see, to experience and ask questions. And that's July 31st. More details we'll follow up with.
All right. So stay in touch with Elise. Listen to the show. Thank you so much, Rachel and Laura.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. This is Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO.